Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's lisaseely.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I want to talk about how to create a schedule that works for you. Do you cringe at the mention of a schedule? Do you feel confined by having one? This means that your schedule is most likely out of sync with your natural rhythm. A schedule should be a guide, not something to confine you. It's a method to keep you on track so you stay focused and complete tasks. Here are three tips to help you build and stick to a schedule that works for you. Number one, know when you do your best work. Are you a morning person? If so, set aside the first part of your day to do your most important and labor-intensive tasks and leave everything else for later when you're less productive. If you're a night owl, do your less important, easy tasks earlier in the day and save your important tasks for later. Knowing the rhythm of how you work will allow you to work with your strengths, not against them. Number two, know yourself. When making your schedule, think about these three things: what distracts you, how you stay energized, and what specific schedule of breaks and meals helps you stay focused. For example, if you're a morning person and you know that you get distracted when you get Instagram or Facebook notifications, keep your phone turned off or in a drawer and turn off your desktop notifications or your monitor when you're doing your work in the morning. You can schedule a time to check your social media accounts in the afternoon. Also, if you know you tend to be sleepy right after lunch, don't schedule any intensive work blocks for that time. You could also consider changing your lunch routine. You could make it shorter or include healthier meal choices to help combat your fatigue. Number three, protect your schedule. Once you've determined the best way to craft your schedule to meet your unique circumstances, you need to set up boundaries and not allow yourself to be distracted. In other words, learn to say no to things that will disrupt it. For example, if you are in the middle of one of your work blocks and your sister calls, find out if it's an emergency. If not, remind her you're working and set a time to call her back. Get off the phone quickly so you don't lose momentum. Also, remind your coworkers that you have scheduled specific work blocks and won't return calls, emails, or messages until you finish your work. If you work from home, communicate clearly with your family about your work schedule and enforce your boundaries. This is probably the toughest one you'll have to contend with, but everyone will get used to it after a while. Even you. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training or join my 30-day Home Organization and Declutter Challenge. Both are available on my website at lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.